Thursday, June 10th. The president this morning got into a discussion of how we're going to have to make a shift as of now throughout our entire shop to begin a totally oriented commitment to relating everything we do to the political side without appearing to do so. This has got to apply to everything. The question to be asked in weighing every answer is, does this help us politically? He says it's okay to do a few nice things, but damn few. And even if they don't directly help us politically. If the answer is no, it doesn't help us politically, but that failure to do it looks political in the act of failing to do it, then we should do it because we have to. Regarding scheduling and programs, he wants to decide on what we want to get across, pick one or two things, and have them in front of us at all times. We haven't yet focused adequately. We need some very hard direction. This relates to what battles we fight in the Congress. We've got to quit zigzagging and establish a cutting edge and go on some specifics. We've got to realize there are splits in the country. We do too much of coming up with a consensus. We have to recognize our line in terms of left and right. The president is not on the left. We've got to watch that we don't blunt the cutting edge. Ehrlichman has to take a hard look at the domestic things and force consideration in these terms. He wants me to talk to Rogers about this, explain it to him, and make the point that the president will do nothing except on the big plays. Regarding the polls, he doesn't buy Ehrlichman's figures on pollution and is just not convinced no matter what anyone tells him. He doesn't believe it's worth $5 billion to clean up the Potomac, and he thinks we ought to look at this whole area very carefully. He thinks it's better just to talk about it and not waste the money. Our whole problem on image is one of being clear-cut. We just aren't. We have to satisfy some people. We can't just avoid dissatisfying everybody. In this regard, the press wants a blurred image because they're building the idea of the indecisive president, and they know that defeats us. We can't be concerned when people squeal. Then he got into some discussion of the press situation on the wedding. He wanted Ziegler to find out who the network anchorman would be because he thought he might go down to the box and talk with them ahead of time or have them over to the EOB office to show them the family pictures just for background purposes. He was very distressed that someone had put Candy Stroud of the Women's Wear Daily on the pool for the first dance, and he wanted her taken off. Tricia had ordered her taken off. Ziegler was arguing that she should be left on because she was going to be doing a TV commentary and it'd be better to have her in on something, but the president's rule is that she's never to be in a pool for any social event. Late in the afternoon, he decided to take the Sequoia out for dinner to avoid the pre-wedding dinner parties, and at the last minute had me ask Conley and Rogers. And then he added Ehrlichman and Flanagan and me. The start of the boat ride was a report from Rogers on his trip to NATO and a report from Conley on his trip to Europe and some general discussion on that with Conley arguing that we've got to be concerned about the formation of the European Economic Community as a third world power with its own currency, and Rogers arguing that this is desirable and we should encourage it because it's our policy to encourage it. Conley's basis of her concern is that they are closer geographically and potentially closer politically to the Russians and that we can run into a lot of trouble if we let this union get set up and establish any real strength. Rogers feels very much the other way. At dinner, Rogers leveled an incredible blast with some pretty strong language at Maurice Stans and the whole Commerce Department, saying that their personnel abroad were terrible, that their whole setup was very bad, that Stans was incredibly stupid, and so on. This sort of shocked everybody there, and no one knew exactly how to respond to it. Connolly developed an argument in discussion of the whole expropriation committee that question that we should hold up on our loan to Chile, that we're going to get into the whole expropriation of bauxite in Guyana and Jamaica if we let Chile go. And the net result will be that we'll have no bauxite source at all under U.S. control, which would be a disaster to the aluminum industry. Connolly's argument is that we've got to fight for our own interest. Rogers counters that we've got to stay with our basic policy, which is that we permit expropriation if there's remuneration. The president raised the question of getting together with the Germans to build the SST, giving them our R&D up to this point and letting them go ahead with the completion of the prototype. Everybody was very much intrigued by the possibility, although they felt Japan was a more likely partner, but that obviously Germany was a more desirable partner. That again raised the concern of appearing to try to break up the European Economic Community, which the group divided sides on. Rogers also got into quite a defense of the State Department, particularly on the drug business. He's concerned that at the Monday meeting of ambassadors on trying to stop drug production and traffic, that we be very careful not to be critical of the drug-producing countries, but rather to be appear to be trying to work cooperatively with them. Ehrlichman zapped him a bit by saying that he was shocked at a meeting they had had on drugs when the State Department representative said it's okay to put sanctions on some of the countries, but not to get into any restrictions on Thailand because it would cripple their basic economy if we hurt them in their drug traffic. Rogers was astonished that a State Department person would have said this, said he didn't believe it and asked who it was. Ehrlichman paused a minute and then said, Alexis Johnson, which really shook Rogers. Overall, Bill did not distinguish himself at this session, and I don't think he gained much in the eyes of the president. End of June 10th.